Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks so much for being here with us. We got kind of a special hour to start with. Second hour, Tim Stables will be here, and we'll do what we often do on a Tuesday afternoon. We just open it up to any question you've got for open forum. But this first hour, we just are so lucky because we got a special guest in town. And those of you who know Keith Nestor know that he travels around praying the rosary with people and happens to be praying the rosary in Southern California and said he'd do a show with us. Keith Nestor's a former Protestant minister, came into the church about 6 or 7 years ago. He wrote The Convert's Guide to Roman Catholicism, your first year in the church. And that's what we're going to talk about what it's like to come into the Catholic Church. So if you want to ask a question as a potential convert, you want to share your experience, just have a conversation with Keith about your experience of coming into the Catholic Church, that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk with converts and potential converts. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Keith Nestor, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Cy. It's an honor to be here. This is an amazing place to be, and I'm so thankful to get to meet everybody here at Catholic Answers and hang out with you.
Well, we were super grateful when we heard you were coming because we knew we would get free lunch. So thanks for that.
It was awesome. Everything in California is just like the best of everything you have anywhere else, and then you add like a factor of like 4 to it, and that's, you're getting to California level.
Really? That's how you feel about it?
Especially the gas prices.
Yeah, well, definitely. Yeah, those are way, way better. If you think
they're awesome.
Of high as better, yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're extra.
888-318-7884, the number. So last time we talked for the podcast.
Yeah.
And it's really funny for a cradle Catholic like myself to talk to a new Catholic or someone who's relatively new and realize there are things that we do that people come into the church and go, why are they even doing that? What is that?
Yeah. You know, there's a cultural conversion that has to take place when you become Catholic that you're not always ready for. Sometimes for people who become Catholic, depending on what they were before, they have like this, I just stepped into a new universe kind of deer in the headlights look, because you can read all about Catholicism, you can learn all about it and get blown away, but then there's a whole other aspect of actually becoming Catholic that no one really prepares you for.
Yeah. Could they prepare you for it? Or do you think there's just too much of a kind of a long established culture that you just got to experience it?
Well, I sometimes wondered if maybe it was on purpose so that the cradle Catholics could have an entertainment value of watching the new Catholics come in and not knowing where to go or what to do and just watch, oh yeah, wait till we do this. Wait till the blessing of the throats happens. Watch what they do with that one.
Did that just come in, like you were at daily mass one day and they took out the candles and started blessing your throat?
It was on a Sunday, of course, and I remember going, what in the world, a Y-shaped candle, and they're going to, no one told me about that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things
but
like that.
But have you had any problems with your throat since then?
It's been amazing.
Yeah, see? So, you know, you can say that it's a novel, but it's important.
Yeah, there's a lot of things like that.
Yeah, sure. And it's funny, too, because I think you probably come into the Catholic Church, for most people who come from one of the Protestant denominations, and you come from, like, what, 3 Protestant denominations?
I've been a bunch of different things.
You've been
a
bunch.
Yeah.
Mary, the Rosary, all of that. And you probably even say to you in RCA, well, you know, that's not essential. You have a choice about that. But now you're the guy that goes around praying the rosary.
You know, I didn't think that would ever happen to me. I never set out to do anything like that. When I became Catholic, I wasn't even sure if I was going to be that kind of Catholic, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I was loving the things I was learning about the church, but some of the devotional practices for converts can be a little bit tricky.
Yeah.
And there can be some things about it that can even in some ways feel very uncomfortable. And I'm not saying that the rosary made me feel uncomfortable, but I wasn't sure I was at that level. And then, you know, it started where we did this live stream and people asked me to lead it one day during the pandemic when COVID was beginning. And I just thought, okay, if I'm being asked to do it, I'll do it. And I kind of learned in real time in front of the internet how to pray the rosary. And I'll tell you what, it's absolutely changed my life. I thought converting to Catholicism, you know, that's the most amazing thing, obviously. But the Catholic Church I like to talk about is that treasure hidden in a field. And the rosary is one of those pieces of the treasure that when you take it out and you look at it, you're like, this is amazing. And for me, it's completely changed my life.
It was funny to hear you say that when you started praying it online, you thought you'd just do it for a couple weeks until the pandemic was over.
Yeah, and then, that's. I thought I was really taking one for the team with doing it for 14 days, and here we are almost 4 years later still doing it every day.
Yeah, 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
For sure.
How'd that go? 888-318-7884, the number. You want to know what it's like to enter the Catholic Church? Maybe you're thinking about coming in. Maybe you're on your way in. Maybe you're hoping to help a friend or a relative into the Catholic Church. If you've got a question that you'd like to ask Keith Nestor, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. And here's how I heard about you. When people say, there's this guy on YouTube and he's just doing great apologetics, a wonderful spirit, and very loving and helpful and all of that. So how does that happen that you end up being a YouTube guy that talks about Jesus and his church?
You know, again, it's another one of those things I never set out to do. When I first became Catholic, my priest told me, Keith, people are going to probably try to get you to do stuff because of your experience. Just take a year and be Catholic. Don't do anything. And I was great with that. Well, after the year was over, I started getting a couple of invitations to give talks about my journey or different things. And so a couple of those were recorded by the people that put the events on. They sent them to me, and I didn't know what to do with them, so I just kind of parked them on YouTube as a place to archive them.
Oh.
And then I just forgot all about them. And then eventually things started to happen where people started contacting me, and my wife was like, have you seen your YouTube video? It's like beginning to get a lot of views. So when that started to happen, we decided that after Mass on Sundays, we would just make a video about any random idea, something I was thinking about with Catholicism. And a lot of it had to do with my own experience because I never felt, and I really still don't feel, qualified to call myself some kind of apologist. I mean, that's what you guys are for. I even say that in the intro to my book. I'm like, look, if you want someone to convince you to become Catholic based on apologetics, that's what Catholic Answers is for. I'm going to just tell you what happened to me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I started doing that. Like, so I'd make a video about, here were three things that kept me from becoming a Catholic at first. Or here are some objections I had about the Blessed Virgin Mary, and here's how I overcame them. So I just began to sort of share my own journey about these things. And yet I realized at the time, this has kind of got an apologetic angle to it. So then I sort of responded to different questions people had, and it was just sort of a weekly thing that I did, and then it grew from there.
888-318-7884, the number. I am going to go to phones shortly. So someone's listening, they go, hey, I got somebody I think would like to listen to this guy. How do people find you on the internet?
I have two YouTube channels, so if you go to YouTube and type in Keith Nestor, you'll find me there. But I also have the Rosary Crew with Keith Nestor, where we do our rosary prayer. But my website is downtoearthministry.com. It's downtoearthministry.com, and you can find all kinds of stuff there for us.
Again, the number, if you'd like to talk with Keith Nestor, 888-318-7884. And as the popular figure that he is, he's already filled up the phone. So
oh, my goodness.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Lacey in Pennsylvania, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Lacey, thank you for downloading the app onto your phone. Go ahead with your question for Keith Nestor.
Hi, Keith and Cy. So, Keith, I actually found you through Pints with Aquinas.
Oh, nice.
And I really love Rosary Crew. I join it every night now.
Awesome. But I'm so happy to hear that, Lacey.
Yeah, thank you. So, anyways, I was going to jump into RCIA for this session, and I got cold feet last second. I come from a Reformed Jewish background, so it's just a big change. So I just want to know, I guess overall as a question, what should I know before going to my first Mass?
Okay, so I think the biggest thing for you to understand before your first Mass is you have to understand what the Catholic Church believes about the Eucharist, because that's going to make sense of a lot of things that happen in Mass. For example, when you walk in you might feel like you went to a funeral because everybody's quiet and kind of solemn. Well, people are praying before the Blessed Sacrament. They're praying before Jesus. So everyone has this reverence about that. Plus, that's why people will genuflect when they pass by the tabernacle or the altar, because they recognize the real presence of Jesus. So understanding that sort of will help you to put in context why a lot of things happen, why we stand, why we kneel, why we do the things that we do there. So I would say that. The second, I'm going to give you a piece of advice, though, about going to your first Mass. I'm going to say sit in the front, because it's so important for you to be able to observe what is happening up at the altar, what's going on up there. And if you kind of do the normal Catholic thing and sit in the back, you may miss out on a lot of things that are happening. And then one other thing I'll tell you is this. Ask specific questions when you run into something that you don't know what it means. Like, find out the answer to that, because everything in Catholicism in the Mass has a meaning. And the more you learn about why things are done, the more you learn the why behind the what, the more blown away you're going to be by it.
What do you think, Lacey?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much. That's helpful.
Awesome.
I think it's going to be brave if you sit in the front, however, at
do
your
it.
First Mass. I'm not saying
that
don't do it.
That scares me.
I think it's brave. Just so you know, we're not playing head, shoulders, knees, and toes. We get up, we kneel down, we sit down. There's some, but you'll know what to do by watching what other people do.
Okay, thank you so much.
Awesome.
That's very helpful.
Thanks for praying with me, Lacey.
If you'd like, we'd like to send you a little book called The Words of Eternal Life, True Happiness, and Where to Find It. If you would like it, all you have to do is hang on the line, and we'll get an address, and we will send it out to you. Thank you. What a delightful call to start with. Our guest is Keith Nestor, getting well-known on the internet for being the guy that goes around and prays the rosary, but also for talking about what it's like to come into the Catholic Church, and that's what we're talking about today. What's it like to come into the Catholic Church? If you've got questions, 888-318-7884.
Catholic Answers Live. Do you have a question but prefer to ask it privately? Catholic Questions can help. Go to CatholicQuestions.com to ask your question online, email us, drop us a letter, or give us a call. Longtime Catholic Answers Live apologist and author Jim Blackburn or another Catholic Questions apologist will be happy to assist you. Catholic Questions proudly supports Catholic Answers Live, so visit us at CatholicQuestions.com today. That's CatholicQuestions.com.
Are you prepared to vote?
Citizens have co-responsibility for society. This duty especially obliges those in a democracy who must elect representatives to run the state on their behalf.
Learn more so you're prepared when you vote this November. Visit EWTN.com/vote for everything Catholic voters need to know before picking up a ballot.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. You're looking for that perfect book to explain the faith to a non-Catholic friend or family member? We've got it for this holiday season. You can get Why We're Catholic, which got more than 450,000 copies in print now, 6 years as the number one book in its category at Amazon, and more than 1,600 five-star reviews. Most of them are by Trent himself, but a great book from Trent Horn. You can get it right now. For a great deal, too, just $10 over at shop.catholic.com, shop.catholic.com. Pick up your copy of Why We're Catholic. Next, to talk with our guest, Keith Nestor, is Ricky in Bellevue, Nebraska, listening on catholic.com. That's our website. Ricky, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Keith.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, Keith, I've been following you for a while now. In a normal sense, not in a stalkish sense, but I really enjoy your testimony and your YouTube channel. My question would be, because I'm investigating right now, but you know, I'm on the fence about many things, and I just don't know if it'll ever actually happen. So that's where I'm kind of at right now. But my question for you is, having converted, now you're in the church, what for you personally do you find to be the toughest thing about being a Catholic, personally? Not
sure.
Just kind of in a general, overarching sense, but what's kind of the most personal thing for you that today you find still to be the most difficult thing?
I will tell you, Ricky, for me, it's the fact that I feel like there's so many things to learn and do and grow in, and I just can't keep up with it. Like, I feel like it's this treasure chest that has been handed to me, and there's so much in there, and I just love every little piece of it, but sometimes it can feel overwhelming. And I'm the kind of person that when I get into something, I just become obsessed with it, and I want to learn every little aspect about it. I want to learn every detail about it. And in Catholicism, right around the time you feel like you're sort of getting a handle on things, there's something new and exciting that you, I mean, I shouldn't say new because it's all old, but there's something new to you that you go, oh man, how do I incorporate this or how do I do that? So I don't know. I mean, for me personally, I'm always feeling like I'm trying to catch up to where I want to be when it comes to my knowledge of the faith and my practice of it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that, sympathize with that. Sometimes you mentioned it as a treasure chest. Sometimes I feel like that treasure chest is overwhelming and kind of makes things complicated. And sometimes staying where I'm at seems simpler.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. And I'll tell you this, one of the most important things that you can do, I feel like it's like when you go to a really incredible buffet, okay? You know how there's like, you can get overwhelmed when you go and you see all this amazing food. And you can just stand there and not know what to do, and you're not going to get fed. And you know how some people are. Like, when you go to the buffet, someone will see the one something that they like, and they'll just fill their plate with it, and then they won't get to taste anything. Other people take little tiny morsels of everything, and they get a little bit of a taste, but they never really, like, experience being satiated by any one of those things. I would say like this, when it comes to the faith, you need to have a balance of that. And you need to, like, give yourself grace in figuring out what's going to work for you. Because there may be something that you find yourself really attracted to that the Lord is putting in your life as part of the Catholic faith for a specific reason. So maybe like for a season, you're just going to dig into studying a particular saint or a church fathers. But maybe that means you're not going to be doing something else. That's totally okay. It's all there for you. And God doesn't expect you to become a master of everything. He's put different things into your path that you need at a specific time. So just... I just feel like saying sometimes, just slow down, breathe, and take it as the Lord gives it to you. And instead of looking at it like you're at a buffet, like sit down and be served and let the Lord bring you what he knows you need. I love it when I go to a restaurant with someone and I'm in a new place and I just tell them, if that's where they're from, hey, why don't you just order whatever you think I would like? Then I don't have the pressure of trying to figure it out on my own when I'm in a new place in a new environment. Being Catholic is kind of like that, especially as a new Catholic. You just need to sit back and let it be served to you, and then you go from there. So I know it can feel overwhelming. That's probably the toughest thing for me, but I'm always amazed at how God brings me what I need and gives me the grace to receive it in those moments.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Well, definitely keep me in your prayers. I appreciate it.
Will do.
Thank you, Ricky. Thank you very, very much for the call. The number is 888-318-7884. Keith Nestor is our guest. We're talking about what it's like to come into the Catholic Church. If you've got questions about that, whether you're coming in yourself or maybe you'd like to help someone else come in, give us a call, 888-318-7884. Justin is in Arkansas, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Justin, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Keith.
Good afternoon. My question is, so I'm a Protestant. I've been visiting our local parish here. They have a daily mass. I've been able to go about 5 times in the last 10 days.
Wow. That's awesome,
brother. The question I have is, I don't know, I guess, the liturgy. I don't know what I'm supposed to be saying. Mm. There's a book in the pew, but it looks like I'm trying to look over people's shoulders and see, but they flip, it seems like they flip back and forth. So I don't know how, as someone outside of the church, what I can and can't do. Yesterday, actually, someone invited me to go up during a communion and just receive the blessing. And I didn't, because I didn't know if that was appropriate or anything. So any kind of guidance you could give on what I can and can't do, and maybe where I can,
well,
get a resource to follow along.
Justin, you know, you put your finger on a topic that's very important to me personally, because I was exactly where you were for a long time. And I think that Catholic parishes need to think about people like you and have resources available to help. And the best resource that you're going to find is probably that little old lady sitting in the pew that goes to Mass every day that would just love to help you. So sometimes the best resource is someone who you could say, hey, I'm new here. I don't understand what to do. Would you help me? And maybe you found a Catholic person in your parish that you could just sit down with and ask these questions about. I mean, there are places you can go online. I mean, you can look in the books. But the best thing to do is find someone who can personally walk you through it. But the more you go, the more you will just sort of pick things up. But it takes time, and you have to give yourself grace. And I want to just assure you of one thing, Justin. No one is judging you. No one is looking at you going, who's that guy that doesn't know what he's doing? People are not worried about that at all. So take the pressure off yourself and just kind of grow with it as you can. But just begin to maybe find someone local to you can ask those questions of.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you, Justin. Maybe we could send Justin a copy of Why We're Catholic. If you'd like it, Justin, just hang on the line. We'll send you a copy of the book, Why We're Catholic. That's the one I was just talking about that's on sale over at shop.catholic.com. But I'd love you to have it because that's kind of impressive. 5 times in 10 days going to Mass. And if we can be helpful, call again. We'd love to talk with you. The number here is 888-318-7884. Our guest is Keith Nestor, who has grown quite an audience on the internets, talking about what it's like to become a Catholic, what his journey into the Catholic faith is like, talking about the Bible and praying the rosary. And if you have a question about what it's like to come into the Catholic Church, your call is welcome. I got to say, I really enjoy this because Keith, I'm glad you're here to do this because I don't get to hear this perspective very, very much. You know, like I was raised in a kind of Boston Irish Catholic family that everybody went to Mass, everybody knew. And it's just, it's really something to hear what it's like for people who have not gone there before.
You know, I think it's like that with anything. If we just grow up and it's the air we breathe and I mean, I would have felt the same way as a pastor if a Catholic came in and said, why don't we do it this way? Why don't we do it that way? But I think one of the differences in like the Protestant world oftentimes is there tends to be more of a focus on trying to bring new people in and how they feel and what's going to speak to them. And I think that a lot of Catholics, they just haven't thought that way.
And no, that's
so
what you mean, yeah.
They're just like, well, what do you mean you don't understand what to do? And I think we need to do better as a church at that because that's part of our evangelism. I talk to Catholics all the time, or I talk to Protestants all the time, who are being drawn into the church, and they just wander into a Mass. And I know they would be so edified if they understood the things that were going on.
Right, right. Instead of it just seeming like, okay, why is the priest walking around the altar right now? Why is he lifting that up and putting that down? And if you know what's going on, it all has profound meaning, actually.
It does, yeah.
All right, let's go to John in Portland, Oregon, listening on Catholic.com. John, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Keith Nestor.
Keith Nestor and you, it's awesome. I just came into the church like 2 years ago.
Welcome home, John.
I still don't know the lingo, brother, from Protestantism. No, help me, dude. I'm excited to be excited, and we can have great music and have a great youth group and go do the rubber stamp. But I'll tell you this, man. Literally, after hiking the PCT, God just called me, go to the Catholic Church.
Wow.
Knew nothing about it. As soon as that door was open, I felt like I was back on the hospital ship, you know, that I was on in the Navy years ago. So what I'm going to be asking to a former Protestant is, how do you talk to Protestants? Because, man, they are mad at me for doing this. And they're like, come back. And I'm like, no.
Well, first of all, I want to take my hat off to you for the fact that you are still willing to talk to the Protestants, because sometimes we can get so tired of getting beat up by Protestants. Like when we converted, I know this happened to me, that when I became Catholic, I got so defensive because I was always being grilled by people, always being talked to like I'd lost my mind. So I had these walls built up, but I had made a decision that I was going to have a conversation with anybody who wanted to really talk to me and understand why I became Catholic. And those conversations were really healing in a lot of ways, because I think a lot of the people felt like I had left Christianity and that I didn't love Jesus anymore. And when I was able to explain to them that I became Catholic because I'm totally in love with Jesus, and he started a church, and I want all of him, and I get to receive his body and blood in the Eucharist. Like, it's all about Jesus. They sort of kind of look at you like, really? And you can have these conversations, but I would give you this advice. Have those conversations in person, or at the very least over the phone. Don't try to do it through emails. Don't try to do it through texting, because they need to see what's going on with you. And just be patient with them too, John. That's the other thing I would tell you. is they don't know what to do with you right now. So you have to just understand where they are in that journey. They think you've completely lost your mind. So let them express that to you. Don't get bent out of shape. Don't get offended. Don't get angry. Don't get defensive. And then just share with them the beauty of the faith and how Christ and your love for him has brought you there.
Yeah, I've got a shocking miracle to tell you. I called one friend who totally taught me how to read the Bible. His name is Kenny Burchard and Mary Jo. And he's from being in the Navy years ago and obviously post the divorce. I reached out to him 10 years ago. I called him to say thanks for getting me oriented. Brother, I'm becoming Catholic. And literally, he just came out and said, John, we're Catholic now.
Oh, awesome. What a great story,
praise
John.
Praise the Lord, man. That's awesome. Thanks, John.
All right, right back with more Keith Nestor on Catholic Answers Live.
Why We're Catholic is the one book you can hand to anyone to invite them into or back to the Catholic faith. With more than 400,000 copies sold, Trent Horn's book has had a number one ranking on Amazon.com for 5 years running. Now available in softcover, bulk cases, ebook, and on Audible. Find out what the excitement is all about. Order your copies of Why We're Catholic at shop.catholic.com or visit whywearecatholic.com.
Is relativism dead? It sure seems dead. Each day, new moral demands are made and they are presented to us as absolutes. Everything from transgender ideology to physician-assisted suicide is presented as a moral good that all right-thinking people must accept. But Catholic Answers' own Carlo Broussard says look deeper, and you will see today's moralism is just relativism dressed up in new clothes. Carlo's eye-opening book, The New Relativism, shines a light on how the sacred moral teachings of this age cover up a deep denial of moral truth. Order your copy of The New Relativism today at shop.catholic.com and be prepared to defend the truth against aggressive relativism. The New Relativism at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Our Lord needs articulate defenders of the truth to spread the joy of the Catholic faith. Catholic Answers Monthly Giving Club, Society 315, helps you fulfill the call in 1 Peter 3:15 to always be prepared to make a defense for the hope that is in you. For as little as $10 a month, you'll help Catholics grow in faith, bring lapsed Catholics home, and lead non-Catholics to the truth. Go to CASociety315.com and join today.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, having a fun Tuesday because Keith Nestor is here with us. If you follow the Catholic, you know, YouTube world, and there's some certain folks that you've gotten to know, and among them very well might be Keith Nestor because he's been growing in popularity, talking about the faith in a way that's joyful and inviting, himself a convert to the Catholic faith. From Protestant ministry about six years ago?
2017.
2017?
So, yeah.
Tell us just real quick about the rosary thing, because this is really something.
Yeah, we pray a daily live stream rosary on YouTube and Facebook, and it's going on 4 years now in March, and it's been absolutely amazing. We've got an incredible community of prayers that span the globe. And we do it every single day on that channel, Rosary Crew with Keith Nestor. So you can jump on and pray live, or you can pray with a recording or whatever you want to do. But it's taken us all around the country. We're driving around in our motorhome RV, just stopping in different places and praying with people and having an incredible time.
You can also get Keith's book, The Convert's Guide to Roman Catholicism, Your First Year in the church, and that's kind of what we're talking about today, is what it's like to come into the church, what it's like to enter the Catholic Church. We'll go now to Andrew in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, listening on 94.5 FM. Andrew, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Keith.
Hey, Keith. My problem is I'm really contemplating converting, but the hardest part is getting my wife on board.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, because she knows that I'm really interested in the patristics and all that other fun stuff, but I don't think she, and she knows that I listen to Catholic Answers all the time and other popular Catholic individuals, but I don't think she realizes how close I am, and maybe that's a fault on my part, but I don't know how to communicate that well in terms of, like, hey, honey, everything we both grew up in and everything we love in a way is wrong or not the fullness of the truth. And I'm really struggling to communicate that with her and say, I think I want to convert. And I know she's the type of lady that would come with me if I told her I wanted her to come with me, but I don't want to force her into something that she does not want either.
Well, I think you should just play back exactly what you said to me to her, because you're not coming at this with some kind of, you know, arrogance or you better do this or that. You're sharing with her what you're experiencing. And I think that your wife is going to treasure the fact that you want to share that part of your heart with her. And the way that I wouldn't say anything like, well, what we've always learned before was wrong. I always talk about it like this. Catholicism is just the next logical step, because you're growing in your discipleship of Jesus Christ. You want to go where Jesus did and do what he did. Well, he started a church. And maybe your wife doesn't know that. I know I certainly didn't as a Protestant for a long time. So you want to have those conversations and share that with her. But frame it to her not as a complete departure of everything that you've grown up in and that she's learned. Share it to her as the fulfillment of that and what the Lord is doing in your heart. And I'm telling you, as your wife, she is going to be so proud of you and excited that you're searching for the Lord, because so many husbands aren't searching for the Lord. And she's going to be thankful that she's married to one who is. And when you share your heart humbly with her about where God's leading you, I think you might be surprised how excited she is. And you're there in Sioux Falls. My son lives there. And when we go to visit him, we always go to the cathedral. So you're in a great spot. It's beautiful there. So I'd encourage you, just have that conversation with her and share it with her, and it'll be okay.
Andrew, thank you very much for the call. I'd like to give you a book as well, if you'd like a copy of The Words of Eternal Life, True Happiness and Where to Find It. I think you might find it helpful. Most people who have gotten it have found it helpful because Jimmy Akin wrote it. And so, you know, it's high quality stuff. If you want to hang on and we'll send it to you, you're welcome to do that. Just hang on the line. The number here is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. What's it like coming into the Catholic Church? What can you expect as a convert to the Catholic faith? Maybe you're coming in from a Protestant denomination. Maybe you're coming in from Protestant ministry. Maybe it's not you, but someone else is coming in, and you'd like to know what their experience is like coming into the Catholic Church. Keith Nestor is here to talk about that. He himself, a convert to the Catholic faith. 888-318-7884. Going to Iowa now. Sean's in Iowa, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Sean, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Keith.
Yeah, I guess, Keith, it's more of additional commentary for a previous caller. I think his name was Justin. He was saying he's been to Mass a few times and had some questions. You know, you mentioned get some help from a local parishioner there, which is great. But I guess I'm Catholic. My wife's not. She attends Mass with me weekly. And one thing that's really helpful for her is in the front of the missal, they have the order of the Mass. And she likes to follow along with that and then find the date, you know, for the readings for that whatever day it is that you're at. And then also the blessing. He asked about going up and receiving a blessing, and that is totally okay.
Amen.
So I just wanted to share that.
I think that's great advice, you know, to be able to point someone in that direction. I remember when I first went to Mass, I couldn't even figure out where I was in that book. So I needed someone to help me with that too. But once you get the hang of it, it becomes like second nature. Another thing I think that's really helpful too is if you can look at the readings ahead of time, so that before you show up, you already know what the readings are going to be, and your mind and your heart are already becoming prepared. God will speak to you in pretty amazing ways. And that's the beautiful thing about the Catholic Mass is you can figure out, you know what's coming. It's not going to be a surprise. So take advantage of that.
Yep. Well, thank you. I just wanted to share that additional
thank
info
you, Sean.
For Justin or anyone else listening.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks very, very much. The number is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. You want to know what it's like to come into the Catholic Church? Today is your day to call and ask. Selena couldn't stay on the line from Fort Worth, Texas. My daughter is in college. She's been invited to a non-denominational church. What resources can I give her to help her rediscover her Catholic faith?
Well, I think that's where Catholic Answers comes in, because you guys have just about every kind of resource people would need who are trying to rediscover their Catholic faith. But I would also try to get her plugged into a local Catholic ministry there on her campus so that she can have some community. Because I think a lot of times people, when they go to college, a lot of that is related to community and where they're going to find friends and where they're going to be with people. And if that can happen in a Catholic setting, that's also going to help too. So I would direct her to try to get plugged into her local Catholic parish in the town or a campus ministry.
Oh, I was going to go back to the caller and say, hey, was that helpful to you? But I can't do that. I can't do that because I just read the question myself. 888-318-7884 is the number. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more calls for Keith Nestor on what it's like to enter the Catholic Church on Catholic Answers Live.
There's only one Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
One of the biggest mistakes a Christian can make is to try to do good without God's help. Saint Therese said, when we trust only ourselves and not God, our soul becomes incapable of virtue. Her remedy? Works of charity. And the greatest work of charity is to share the gospel. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we encourage you to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. StreetEvangelization.com.
Have you ever wished you could listen to EWTN on a local radio station? Maybe our Lord is speaking to your heart to help make that happen. Don't let a lack of experience hold you back. Find out how you can help start a Catholic radio station where you live, powered by the truth of the church and EWTN's dynamic radio programming. Email Steve at this address, radio@EWTN.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Keith Nestor is our guest. And sometimes we make fun of We make fun of some of the Catholic podcasting out there, which is enraged and bitter. And sometimes I think we generalize. But one of the great things about this media revolution is people like yourself who can share an aspect of the Catholic faith, you know, particularly coming in from another, from other Christian denominations, what it's like, and I think it's just a great blessing. I mean, well, you have friends all over the world now because you pray the Rosary with them, for example.
It's been amazing. I mean, the Rosary. I mean, you mentioned kind of the Catholic podcasting space. There can be a lot of turmoil out there, a lot of people that are using that platform as a way to kind of express their own discontentment or angst.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can certainly be given to that in my flesh. But what I found, like, the Rosary is a great unifier. It's something that whether you're a traditional person or a whatever person or what any kind of Catholic you want to find, I haven't met any Catholics who say, oh, we shouldn't pray the Rosary. They're probably out there somewhere.
They're at universities.
They're
teaching at the universities. Yeah.
Well, when we come together to pray the Rosary, our community is filled with all different types of people. And that's what we do. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about church issues. We just get together to pray. And I love it.
Yeah. I imagine you have non-Catholics probably who see that as well, because I have heard quite a few non-Catholics say that on Catholic radio or on a Catholic YouTube site or something, they hear the praying of the Rosary and they've just never heard anybody pray like that. It's not something that's familiar in most traditions, praying in that way. I guess it's a kind of, it's very peaceful. The rosary is a very peaceful way of praying.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because you'll find people who are able to receive it that way, but then you find other people who are so scandalized by the fact that it's repetitious, and they have this idea that Jesus condemned repetitive prayer.
Oh, right.
Because
right.
he said, don't be like the pagans who heap up vain repetitions.
Yeah.
But clearly Jesus wasn't talking about repetition in and of itself. The key word there is vain.
Yeah.
Because the Bible has repetitious prayer in it. But it's when people pray just with no thought behind it, and it's just sort of babbling, which sometimes that can feel like that when someone sees the rosary, if people are praying it really fast and they're not, it's all monotone or whatever. So it can have that impression on people. But when you really dig into it and you really allow yourself to go on that journey of the mysteries of the rosary, what I've found is when people pray it that way, then that whole thing disappears.
Yeah. I do, like, when we pray the rosary here some days, if you came in and you were not Catholic or you weren't familiar with this tradition or this way of praying, it might sound kind of monotonous to you, though. Like, because
yeah.
people are really praying. They're not, it's not a show that people are putting on. So it is a kind of, I don't know, it's so kind of meditative and peaceful that I'm not sure how it would seem to somebody from the outside if they came in and heard us praying.
Yeah, I know some people have a hard time with it, and other people are just drawn right to it, and they think, oh, that's so amazing. So everybody's different.
Again, the number is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Keith Nestor is our guest. He's been doing wonderful things on the internet. He's got the book. Well, you got two books now, actually, but The Convert's Guide to Roman Catholicism is the one I've been mentioning because it's about your first year in the church. And if this is your first year in the church and you want to share your experience, or if you're thinking about coming into the church and you want to talk with Keith, now is the time to do it. But the other book is Unpacking the Mysteries of the Rosary, Connecting the Spiritual Fruits to Your Daily Life. And then are you going to keep writing books? Is that it now? Or
who knows? I don't know.
Spirit to move you?
Yeah, I need the Spirit to move me. I'm not on a schedule. But the Rosary book just grew out of the Rosary Crew because I share these meditations before we pray. So like when we get ready to pray the rosary in our channel, I'll share a short meditation before each mystery to help people get in that right headspace where they can go, okay, I'm entering into the Garden of Gethsemane with Jesus during the Sorrowful Mysteries, or I'm entering into the Annunciation and the Joyful Mystery. Like, so that way we're really present with God in those mysteries. They're impacting our lives. We're not just rattling things off randomly.
Yeah. Let's go to Albert. I don't have a location for Albert, but we're glad you're here. Albert, go ahead with your question for Keith Nestor.
Yes, I've got two questions. I was raised Catholic, and then I got married, and all of a sudden I went to another denomination for a little bit. I never got nothing out of it. To me, it was more of a show than anything else. It was just the music, the lights, and the smoke, and everything. I wasn't getting nothing out of it, so I finally told my wife, we're going back to Catholic Church, I'm not going at all. So we came back home. So then my two boys now, they've graduated out of high school and college. Now they've gone to other denominations. One doesn't go to church at all anymore, so I was wanting to know exactly where can I get that book you're talking about, why I'm a Catholic.
Oh,
and two,
okay.
Two, I have a sister that argues with me all the time about that I'm doing wrong by praying to the Virgin Mary and to the saints and stuff like that. And I try to argue with her, and she's always telling me, Google it, Google it. So I told her one day, I said, if you like to Google so much, Google who started your church and Google who started my the Catholic church. I think she's done it before because she wouldn't do it, so... I don't know exactly how to come to her because everything turns into an argument with her.
Okay, Keith.
Yeah, I think so. I think one of the problems is she's equating prayer with worship, and we're only supposed to worship God. So when she says, "Oh, you pray to the saints, you pray to Mary," you know, a lot of times Protestants don't have a category for intercessory prayer to the saints, so it just sounds weird. So what you have to explain to them is two important things. The first important thing is that the saints are not unaware of us. They're with God, and the book of Hebrews tells us that we are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses. So the saints are with God. They're not dead. Remember, Jesus said that God is the God of the living, not the God of the dead. So they're alive with God. And we're also called as Christians to pray for one another. So we ask for their intercession. We ask them to pray for us because they're closer to God. They're with God in heaven if they are saints indeed. So that's what she needs to understand. It's not worship. It's not ascribing divinity to them. It's just recognizing the reality of where they are in relation to God and asking for them to pray for you.
And Albert, that book, Why We're Catholic, it's on sale right now at shop.catholic.com. But I'll just send you a free copy of it. Just if you give us your address, we'll send you a copy of Why We're Catholic, and you can share that what you find there with your sons. And I hope that's helpful. And I also hope you'll call back again. We're happy to talk with you anytime, and maybe a little follow up as questions come up from your sons. If that happens, you're very welcome here. 888-318-7884 is the number. Savannah in Louisiana is next. Savannah, glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Keith Nestor.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to ask, I grew up a Southern Baptist, and I recently became Catholic about a year ago.
Welcome
or so.
Home.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. I will say one of the things that I've struggled with is just angst toward I just have a hard time. I guess there's a little bit of anger. I guess a feeling of being duped by the way I was taught and now understanding the fullness of the church as I do now. So straddling that sense of anger, but then also straddling the other sense of, obviously, I never want to come off as arrogant to anybody who would consider being Catholic. So I just, other than praying the rosary, I just wanted to see if there was any comment on that.
Yeah, well, you're not alone in that. I can tell you, I know plenty of people who have felt that same way. And you just have to let that go as far as the whole thing of being duped. But if you have that sense inside of you, use that as a motivation to learn all you can. And if you feel like, okay, I got to do this to make up for lost time, throw yourself into it all the more. Now, as far as not wanting to come across as arrogant, I think here's the thing I would tell you. Don't use social media too much with regard to broadcasting things about your faith, because it tends to be the way that people communicate things now, and it's easy for people to misinterpret that. So I would just like really limit the social media stuff when it comes to that. Now, if you are going to do that, just be aware that you don't want to, you know, post things like, oh, I'm so glad I'm not one of those miserable Protestants that don't have the full Bible anymore. I mean, use wisdom with that. But really just your humility, the closer you draw to Jesus in your new experience as a new Catholic, the more humble you're going to become. And you won't have to try. It's just going to happen. So just be aware of how things you say might be interpreted by people. But at the same time, don't be ashamed. Be bold. Be excited. You don't have to hide your joy for being Catholic. And that's not going to turn into pride or arrogance. It's just going to come off as joy.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that encouragement.
Savannah, would you stay on for a second? Because I want to ask you and Keith both something that I don't understand that you both seem to share. When you say being duped, do you mean that you didn't get good teaching in the RCIA or that people taught you the wrong thing? What exactly are the two of you talking about when you say that? You both seem to share the experience. I want to know what it is.
So I would say for my situation, it just, I think that, I want to make sure that I speak from personal experience as opposed to the broad stroke.
Okay.
I will say for me, I think there's a lot of pompous in my experience at church. There's a lot of emphasis on what you look like and what you're doing and are you expressing outward signs of how religious you are?
Oh, yes.
You know, and so there's a lot of, I think when I say I feel duped, it's that there's so many actions that I can tell you're a believer because it's, you know, there's a lot of lingo with it. There's a lot of, we know they're not doing the right thing because they're not acting this way.
I think I understand.
Yeah. I don't know. Now that I'm Catholic, I feel, boy, wasn't that a little bit of a waste? But I also acknowledge that, you know, thank God for the way I was brought up, because I know that I was more receptive to being Catholic because I was raised Protestant.
I think I understand.
So it's not all for loss. But,
yes, yeah. I see what you're saying. That's what you already knew what she was talking about.
Yeah, I understand exactly where she's coming from. You know, for me, it was more about this realization of all of the people that proclaim to teach theology, and they're so sure that what they're saying is right, you know, but yet they disagree with so many other Protestants, and they come across like they know the truth because they've got the Bible and the Holy Spirit, and they don't for 1 second think that maybe they don't see the whole picture.
I gotcha. Hey, Savannah, thank you for the call. Would you like a copy of Jimmy Akin's book, The Words of Eternal Life, True Happiness and Where to Find It? Well, I'll tell you what, you don't have to say on the air if you'd like it. That's rude to put you on the spot like that. If you want it, just say on the line and we'll send it to you. Savannah, thank you very much for the call. I'm going to go to Houston, Texas. Laura is in Houston, Texas. Laura, we're getting near the top of the hour, so if you could be kind of quick with your question, that'll give Keith more time to give you an answer.
Okay. Sorry, I kind of have a nebulous question. I'm just on this journey into the Catholic faith, and I think I need to read more about the history to make sure I'm getting it right, because, you know, you read a Protestant source, and it's like, no, there's all these councils that decided about the Bible, and it's done with. And then the Catholic answer says something that's similar but with a different perspective. And I used to be so convinced of the Catholic side, and now I'm just questioning everything, and I don't want to be. I want to just go home. You know, I want to just be home.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you want to make sure that you're being faithful to the truth.
Using the mind God gave me.
Praise God. Praise God, Laura.
You know.
Yep. Keith?
So, Laura, I would tell you this. You know, it sounds like you've looked into a lot of things with apologetics and reading things. There comes a point in everyone's journey when it stops becoming just about your intellect and your mind, and it goes to your heart. And you just get to a point where you just know, I can't understand it, I can't explain it, but God is drawing me into the church. And
yes, and that's how I felt at the beginning, for sure.
Yes, but then you're starting to outsmart yourself because you're like, well, I have to double check and do all this reading and figure all this stuff out. And I think that there's a time and a place for that, but there's also a time and a place just to be wooed by Jesus into his church and to just go with that and let him pull you in. For me, that happened around the Blessed Virgin Mary. I started really being pulled in by her, and it was a powerful experience. I don't know where you are and all that, but I would tell you this, you're never going to get to a point when you can adequately go, okay, I have an answer for every little thing. There's always going to be someone who can say something else. You just have to get to a point where you recognize that God's calling you into his church. And when you take that step of faith, it's like all of that doubt then drops away, but it's a leap that you have to take.
Yes. Yeah.
As Dottie, who's in the studio with us talking about her conversion, said, there's a time when you have to surrender.
Yeah.
She used the word surrender.
Yeah. And we all get there. And you hear that in people's stories when they kind of get to that point. They go, okay, I'm going to stop fighting against it, and I'm just going to go with it. You know, remember the name Israel means wrestles with God. And God wants to wrestle with you, but not against you. And if you go with the flow of what he's doing in your life, drawing you into this, the power of the Holy Spirit is going to fill in those gaps, Laura. It's going to fill in those gaps. He will guide you into that, and you won't be able to necessarily make sense of everything. That's okay. You don't have to. That's the beautiful thing about being Catholic, is that you don't have to make sense of everything. It's been done for you. So just receive it.
Yeah, I do want to rest in the authority of the Catholic Church and stop trying to figure out everything for myself. I just can't.
You're gonna do it, and you're gonna love it. I promise. It's gonna be amazing.
But you got a sharp brain, and you're very cautious and careful. Those are good qualities. Those aren't bad qualities. So I'd like it if you'd call again, Laura. If you'd like a copy of Jimmy's book, The Words of Eternal Life, True Happiness, and Where to Find It, we'll send it to you. But you don't have to take it. But I'm quite sincere, Laura. I hope as objections come up or as you continue your wrestling, if you call back, that'd be great. I hope everybody will check out Keith Nestor online. Very much worthwhile. Joyful, committed, loving Catholic. Keith, thank you very much for a wonderful hour.
Thank you for having me, Si. God bless.
It was fun to talk about things we don't get to usually talk about. Tim Staples next on Catholic Answers Live.